This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Abel Garcia Hernandez. Date of birth, March the 8th, 1985. Case ID number is 5935529. Date of examination, February the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Bayview Medical Clinic, dated 4/13/2017. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic pain in the great toe, comma, ankle, comma, hip, comma, and knee, and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in May of 2014, where he worked in warehouses and construction for 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a duplex with his wife and children, and he's been receiving Social Security benefits since 2017. History of allegations, number one, chronic pain in the left great toe, ankle, hip, and knee area. The claimant states that since 2014, when he sustained a work injury of his left foot, when he had his left foot crushed by some machinery, which happened in California, during that time he also injured his lumbar sacral back area. Since that time, the claimant has had left hip pain, left knee pain, left ankle pain, and great toe pain on the left side. The claimant states that his great toe was fractured and they performed a open reduction internal fixation of that great toe, which was on the left side. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. And the claimant was given approximately 20 steroid injections for the pain that he had in his lumbar sacral back area, which ran down to his left leg. His symptoms include swelling, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs with the rail, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have a cane that he uses at home. He did not present with any other assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Robles. At the present time, he takes Tylenol number 3, PRN is needed for pain, and he states he does no other physical activity. Allegation number 2, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2014, when he sustained the injury to his left foot, he also herniated 2 discs in the lumbar sacral back area. One at the L4, L5 area, and the other one at the L5-S1. He states the character of the pain is a sharp, aching pain with a burning sensation that goes down his left leg and mostly in the lumbar sacral back area. He refused surgery for any kind of treatment because of poor results with his toe. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 45 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over. He does have a cane that he uses at home. And his daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but doing minimal exercises. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Robles, and he has seen a chiropractor in the past and received 12 sessions of physical therapy for his lumbar sacral back area, which he states did not help him. As noted earlier, he's taking Tylenol number 3. PRN is needed for pain. He was diagnosed with herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral back area at the L4, L5, and the L5, S1 area with left-sided radiculopathy confirmed with physical examination and measurements, which indicated left leg atrophy. Family history. His father is 62 and also has back and leg problems. His mother is 60 and suffers from neck spasms, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and gout. Medications, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Major surgeries. 2014, open reduction internal fixation of the left big toe secondary to a fracture and a crushing injury. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 18 beers per week and has done so for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has been on marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2016. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 219 pounds, height 6 feet 4 inches. BP 154 over 71 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 38. General, this is a 37-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for the right eye where a questionable mild cataract formation is forming. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to read fingers at 7 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to read fingers at 7 feet, corrected is 20/20. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 7 feet, corrected is 20/20. Binocular, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 11 feet, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? Measurements were taken of both calves. The left calf measured 36.5 centimeters, and the right calf measured 38 centimeters. The claimant does have confirmed atrophy of the left leg secondary to lumbar sacral back radiculopathy from a herniated disc. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, ontalgic, and limping. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was mildly abnormal, secondary to left leg pain, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was barely able to flex at 70 degrees for the lumbar sacral back area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and right lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left lower extremity, secondary to radiculopathy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal for the right side, but abnormal for the left. The claimant had a straight leg raise of 70 degrees on the left side and a straight leg raise in the supine position of 20 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially of the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of the left knee, and flexion was only at 110 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on his heels but was unable to walk on his toes, and was able to walk at a tandem rate but with a limp. The claimant could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He did not present with an assistive device and appears not to need one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal, except for the left lower extremity, where reflexes were +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and atrophy, as well as muscle spasms of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, where it was at +3/5. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left lower extremity, where the claimant does have atrophy, and apparent he has herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, which is causing a left leg radiculopathy. He is able to heel and tandem walk, but is unable to toe walk at this time. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting / atrophy and fatigue secondary to a left-sided radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral back area. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine with confirmed radiculopathy of the left lower extremity. Probable diagnosis is, number one, chronic pain in the great toe, comma, left ankle, comma, left hip, comma, and left knee, secondary to radiculopathy coming from a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant appears to have atrophy and does have positive signs of radiculopathy. He is able to ambulate, but does show weakness of the left lower extremity. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant has had multiple injections of steroid with minimal relief. He had refused surgery in the past and may consider it now since he realizes that he has not gotten better from his lumbar sacral back and left leg area. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Abel Garcia Hernandez.